Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Wow, it's wonderful to see everyone. It's nice to begin to get a feel for how all the seating is lining up with this new arrangement. I feel like an NFL coach moving the players around and seeing how it fits together. So when I was in New York, you know, we had sort of two main communities we served, and, you know, they were no more than a mile apart, but they were divided by this route called Northern Boulevard. So we had Oyster Bay, and what smiles? We were North Shore, and we had Syosset. And so, you know, maybe we had 20 people for services one night, and I was like, well, should I have people introduce themselves? And it turns out that these congregants, both families which have been members for 30 years, actually had never met each other. We had the Kleins of Oyster Bay and the Sternmans of Syosset. They were right like in front of each other, behind each other. They had never said hello. So take a moment when you hear the song again. We'll come back together. And just, you know, for somebody near you that you may know or may not know, then just wish each other a Shabbat Shalom so that everybody has somebody they've said Shabbat Shalom to. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. We repeat whatever the we're going over. Yeah.
We're going to go straight from the next song to a Chagigah.
Okay.
You continue with a Chagigah.
Oh, not the candle lighting?
Oh, no, we'll do the candle lighting. Okay. You'll see.
We'll do
candle lighting, song, and then the Chagigah.
So have an Ashira right into the Chagigah.
Okay.
Appreciate everyone's patience as we're learning how to use the video system. So school has just started, and school can be very exciting because you get to meet all kinds of new people. Now, the rabbis tell this story. They say, what's the difference between God and between a human sovereign? And the response is that when a human sovereign makes a coin, that there's a mold and everyone is the same. But when the eternal God makes human beings, there's a mold and each one is different. And the wonder of starting a new year or a new adventure is having a chance to meet new, wonderful, and different people. And in honor of a new person in the Kleinman family, a new grandchild, we'd like to invite you to come and lead us in the candle blessing.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our
when we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Asher Kitchenu B'mitzvot Tov, Vitzivanu Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitchanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lechad Likner, Lechad Likner Shel Shabbat.
We continue with Havana Shira on page 7. Favorite dessert and how you never want it to end. You know, it might be an apple pie with a little ice cream, and you know, you're just kind of savoring and coming down and like, can I have that last little bit with the ice cream and the apple pie? How does it measure out? And the whole thing is just this wonderful experience. That's L'cha Dodi for me. You know, L'cha Dodi is just one of my favorite parts of the service because it means Shabbat is beginning. And, you know, I'd really at some point love to do all the verses, because that way, L'cha Dodi goes on and on and on. But it's just so beautiful, the verses, and as we welcome Shabbat.
L'cha Dodi, Shabbat. Kivore, kumi, ori.
Please remain standing for the Baruch Hu on 17. Service folders. When we think of all types of different people being connected and sharing their gifts with each other, we all become one. The Shema is about becoming one with God and with the world. And this poem by Judy Chicago is about being one and coming together. Let's read. And then all that has divided us will merge. And then compassion will be wedded to power. And then softness will come to a world that is harsh and unkind. And then men and women will be gentle. And then both women and men will be strong. And then no person will be subject to another's will. And then all will be rich and free and varied. And then the greed of some will give way to the needs of many. And then all will share equally in the earth's abundance. And then all will care for the sick and the weak and the old. And then all will nourish the young. And then all will cherish life's creatures. And then everywhere will be called Eden once again.
Bye. Adonai, Adonai, Echad. Shema
seated. We read together. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol meodecha v'hayu hadevarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam Beshivtecha bevetecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vahayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lama'an tizkeru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kidoshim leohechem, Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem l'Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. We read responsively on page 24. Adonai our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we cross the sea and we rejoice. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, the slavery of poverty, and the evil of violence in our world. Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another in peace and harmony. Think of a shelter of peace as the days become shorter, as the sun sets, but also as we worry about those where they're in the path of a hurricane. And we're grateful for the peace of night, the gentleness, and the calm. We continue singing Ashkivenu.
Shalom, continue with the tefillah on page 29. Please rise. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, umevi geula livnei v'neihem, lema'an shmo ba'ahava, melech ozer umoshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah, ata gibor l'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lahoshia, Mechalkel chayim b'chesed, mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofe cholim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato li shenei afar, mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, melech meimid umechaye, umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye Hakol. The top of page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch Ata Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh, blessed are you, the Holy God. You may be seated. Page 35. Be gracious, O Eternal, our God, to your people Israel, and receive our prayers with love. O may our worship always be acceptable to you. Fill us with the knowledge that you are near to all who seek you in truth. Let our eyes behold your presence in our midst and in the midst of our people in Zion. Blessed is the Eternal whose presence gives life to Zion and all Israel. Our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, is in your service folder.
Shalom Tova. Sim Shalom Tovahu Vracha, Chen V'chesed V'rachamim. Sim Shalom Tovahu Vracha, Sim Shalom. Thank you.
continue silently with our own private prayers and meditations. Service folder are the names of so many people near and dear to the hearts of TBS who are in need of healing from injury or illness or grief. Our prayers are with all of them. We send our good wishes. We send our good wishes not only through our prayers, but through signing our cards in the lobby, through our caring community committee. And we sing Heal Us Now on page 46. If you are one of those people in need of healing, take some in for yourself.
Of the Lord, Kara, of the Lord, the Rea.
look in the back corner of the sanctuary, our beautiful tapestry for the month of Elul is there with the shofar and reminds us, all kinds of symbols reminding us the High Holy Days are approaching. So tomorrow night begins this month. Elul is traditionally the month where we're supposed to spend just even a little time each day, maybe before we go to bed, thinking about the High Holy Days, getting ready. What kind of things are we going to want to look at in the year to come? What kind of self-reflection are we going to want to do? And each day it is traditional to hear the sound of the shofar. So I, in the past, have done that on Snapchat for the temple. I don't know if anyone even uses Snapchat anymore. That's how fast technology moves along. So might have some shofar on the Instagram. So word will go out. But we are getting ready on Saturday night. We'll have a new moon. And as the moon grows to full and then comes down again, we will be at Rosh Hashanah. So the blessing for the new month of Elul is on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Elul begins tomorrow night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen.
Two weeks ago, I was with a group of 48 rabbis. We traveled to Montgomery and to Selma, Alabama. The program was called Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation. Our goal was to explore emet, to explore truth, tzedek, justice, and teshuvah, repentance for racial injustice in our nation. And with the meaning of the High Holy Days, to think about these issues for our communities and for ourselves. I want to begin with really an admission, a confession, that I feel embarrassed talking about issues of racial justice. As an interim rabbi, except for when I've been in places like Hyde Park on the south side of Chicago, which prided itself on being an integrated community, I often serve congregations in the suburbs, and I'm very much in a bubble where the community is generally almost all white and is relatively affluent. The days in Alabama taught me history that I hadn't learned in school and taught me about the effects of racism. I learned about the horrors of slavery, about lynching, about Jim Crow laws, and how the legacy of segregation still shapes our country. And I want to respond to that call of truth and justice, and again, acknowledge the limit of my knowledge, and apologize in advance for any words or things that I might say or not say that don't ring true, but to speak about the suffering of slavery, of terror, and of separation. In the Torah right now, we're reading in the book of Deuteronomy. It's Moses' closing address to the Jewish people. And as I said in the weekly email, the lessons of the heart are very much central to the book. We're taught to love God with all our hearts. But very much last week and this week, we're called to not harden our hearts. The destruction that the hardening of the heart caused to Pharaoh and his people, we're told to cut away the thickness of the heart, to not be insensitive, and to open the heart to the experience of others, to approach people with a different experience with a listening heart. 1800 years ago, the rabbis posed this question. Why did everyone come from just Adam and Eve? And the answer was, so that no one would say, my lineage is greater than yours. The days in Montgomery and Selma pierced my heart, and they called me anew to work for justice. The first stop on our trip was the Legacy Museum, and it's put together by the Equal Justice Initiative. For those of you that aren't familiar with the initiative, like I wasn't before learning about it, it's very, very important work. It began with the work of aiding people who were on death row in places in the South. And in reality, segregation, slavery, and racism are often sanitized in America. Think of films like Gone with the Wind, where there's barely a harsh word to someone who's enslaved. Think of monuments that talk about the chivalry of the glorious fallen. And this is a fantasized history. In contrast, think of the movie 12 Years a Slave, which won 3 Academy Awards. But how many people think of that movie today? The museum, as you see, is unassuming when you enter. But there is a stark reality beyond that reception desk. When you read these words, you're standing on a site where enslaved people were warehoused. People were warehoused like cattle. They were warehoused like bales of cotton, like sugar. And Montgomery was a hub of the slave trade. The railroads, the Alabama River converged there. In 1808, Congress made it illegal to import slaves. But with the rise of cotton, then people who were enslaved in the North, they were moved down into the South. Between 1808 and 1860, the enslaved population of Alabama grew from 40,000 to 435,000. The museum takes you on a descent into sorrow and to horror. The very first exhibition you see are 5 very small pens where slaves would have been housed. There are holograms there. You hear cries for mercy. You hear cries of sorrow. You hear the words of children looking for their mothers. And the numbers were very much staggering. There were 10.7 million people who were captured, kidnapped, and sold into slavery in the Americas. 2 million people died during the journey. There were close to 4 million slaves in the United States prior to the start of the Civil War. Half of all families were ripped apart when one parent, when one relative was sold. Think about it in the Jewish community. We regularly throughout the year we'll remember those who lost their lives in the Shoah. There might be a Kristallnacht celebration in November. There's Yom HaShoah. Even small communities have a museum to remember the Holocaust. Survivors tell their stories. In contrast, has anybody ever seen a monument? How many of us have ever been to a museum to commemorate the deaths, the lives of those who were enslaved? The museum told of the horrors after the Civil War. Over 4,000 people were lynched. These were public spectacles. Hundreds to thousands of people would attend. The deaths were violent, and I won't go into all of the means that they used to kill people, beyond shooting, beyond hanging. It wasn't the glorified lynch mob of the West to right a wrong. It was an atrocity and a spectacle. It was all about keeping power. And for the most minor of incidents, whether it was a business argument, whether it was competition, whether it was a perceived slight or insult, this was a terrorism, not just in the South, but through many places in our country. We learned about life under segregation. These are the signs. Whites only. No niggers, no Jews, no dogs, no Negroes allowed after sundown. There were video clips. That famous and terrible clip of George Wallace when he became governor saying, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And finally, the museum makes a link between the mass incarceration, the prison population today, and the way that the inmates are disproportionately Black and people of color. They won't have the same legal resources, and there's often a presumption of guilt. You know, when I went to Germany this summer, when I saw places and I walked through places that were part of that history, it was alive and meaningful for me in a way that had never been through schooling, through books, and through movies. Another part of the journey, and again, when you look at pictures in an article, there was a strong article in The New Yorker, it doesn't do it justice. Hopefully my pictures will do a little more. It's called the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. It commemorates the over 4,000 people who were lynched in the United States. There are 800 white-brown steel monuments for each county where people were lynched with the names of the victims when they were known. When you walk and start on the grounds, you see this statue of six people who are chained, the chains of slavery. When you look at their faces, when you see their contorted bodies, it makes you feel their anguish. And then you'll begin to see the row after row. And the image is that as these memorials are hung, it's reminiscent of the hanging of all of the victims. But it came alive when I walked and began to see each memorial. It has the name of the county and the names of the victims. William McKinney, February 19, 1886. Amos Matthews, French Hughes, and 21 others murdered in Carroll County, Mississippi on March 17, 1886. Henry Smithers, Richard Oliver, John Warren in Seminole County, Georgia. James Dudley, August 28, 1891, in Scott County, Kentucky. The memorial ends with a powerful set of remembrances. This is actually a picture from the museum, but the jars are in the memorial also. The goal of this project is to collect earth from each place where people were lynched, and on each jar will be the name and the date and the location. It'll give a memory to each person. The second remembrance are duplicates of the 800 memorial pillars. And the goal of this project, and it's not going to be easy to get these, they're working on it now, is that each county where a lynching took place will erect one of these pillars. And finally, at the end, there are statues of Rosa Parks and two other women who were integral to the civil rights struggle in the 50s and 60s. And you'll see that with each of them, there are footsteps. And we're called to see their footsteps, but then, as one of my friends, he stood in their footsteps to carry on and to carry on and continue to walk the walk of those people. We honored the heroes of the civil rights movement. You know, Rosa Parks wasn't just a gentle woman who happened to be sitting on a bus and get fed up one day. She was a civil rights activist with the NAACP. This is a scene of a lunch counter, a scene of freedom riders. This bombing was the parsonage of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And today these are calm streets. This is what it looks like outside the parsonage today. But in those times there were places of threat and places of fear. And it was tremendous courage of everyone who stood up at that time. And so, at Dr. King's house, when we were in Selma, we spoke with people that lived through those times. We met leaders of the Black community. And it gave us a charge to confront the disparities that exist in the world today. Disparities where white parents will teach their children, trust the police. If you're lost, find a police officer. Black parents have to have the talk with their children. If you haven't seen a video of that talk, they're throughout the internet. One of the most gripping, which I shared with our 11th and 12th graders last year, was a little African-American girl who was riding with her father in his 18-wheeler. And the police were just doing a safety check on all the trucks. When the truck was pulled over and she saw a police officer, she burst into tears. She was so afraid. The police officer saw what was happening and reached out to her with compassion. Minute and a half, everything was changed. But that's a reality. Think of the first aid kit with flesh-colored bandages with the Band-Aid, but it matches the skin tone of someone who's white. Think that people who are white don't hesitate or worry in the same way about credit cards or financial responsibility. That people of color are more likely to be interrogated or searched by law enforcement officials or to look suspicious. And politicians will seek to suppress the votes of people of color. In these days in Alabama, I came to more deeply appreciate the legacy of slavery, the way it's a stain upon our country. To see the courage and the important strides for justice. And our charge as a community, to see the wonder, to affirm the gifts of every person, so that we can live in a world of compassion, of justice, and of peace. Shabbat Shalom.
We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise. Page 58. Find comfort in the meaning of beginning, the miracle of birth, the blessing of creation. Find comfort in the familiar smells, the images and photos, the memory of a voice. Find comfort in the steadfast rituals, the uplifting prayers, the joyous songs. Find comfort in the gift of freedom, the light of knowledge, the laws of Moses. Mourner of Israel, find comfort in the promise of tomorrow, the company of friendship, the coming redemption. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Shirley Mark, great aunt of Mark Spector. Jewel Elizabeth Golden, cousin of Richard Golden. Ted Leung, father of Vic Leung. Jack Wan, uncle of Vic Leung. Rabbi Peter Noble, friend and rabbi of Sharon Drasnin. And we remember the yearly anniversaries of death, the Yahrzeits of these beloved family members and friends of our members. Laura Cohen, Thomas Connor, Ira Budoff, Isidore Gurman, Francis Thomason, Arthur Adler, Mildred Cohen, Nomi Cudler, Stephen Goldberg, Fern Denholm, Geraldine Schwartz, David Faulkner, Dan Wolf, Meyer-Wolf, Sister Leonie Shanley, Lillian Horwitz, Al Hudson, Leon Rieskin, Samuel Serdofsky, Marion Crawford, David Goldstein, Bernard Kammerman, Lewis Rand, Rebecca Johns, Ben Linfield, Sam Shraga, David Sukal, Neil Armstrong. We honor all of their memories as together we rise and recite the Mourner's Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shmei rabba, b'alma divra chirute v'yamlich malchute, b'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kariv imru, amen. Yehe shmei rabba mivarach la'alam olmei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmeid kudsha berichu. La'ela min kol berchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran b'alma v'yimru. Amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru, amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru,
from our sacred prayer of memory to celebrating the joy that is the Shabbat day. And I see five of my favorite people back there. Tim, Becky, Harry, Lance, Sophie, come on down. You can help lead us in Kiddush because you're all so eager. And Kiddush and Motzi are on page 61 and 62.
And Sophie, you should hold it because you're in training. Bat mitzvah in training. There you go. Gather around. There you go. Yeah, or you can look at this.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Borei peri ha-gafen. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha-olam. Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu. V'shabbat kodsho v'ahava u'ratzon hinchilanu. Zikaron lemaaseh bereshit, ki hu yom techila lamikra kodesh, zecher letziat mitzrayim, ki banu bacharta v'yotanu kidashta mikol. Baruch atah Adonai, mekadesh
Oh, it was wine, so you're lucky.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Great job. You may be seated. And they sounded really good. I don't know if you heard them out there, but I heard them here.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
On behalf of the Board of Directors, welcome to our Labor Day weekend Shabbat. And I guess this marks the official end of summer, right? Yeah, black tie for next Shabbat and the rest of the year. Yeah. So thank you for all who helped to make this service possible. Our rabbis, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, our Oneg superstars, and our ever-vigilant security watch. Be sure to read the weekly email for updates and events. We're working to return the TBS calendar online for access from the regular website. The staff or whoever did a great job in highlighting all the major September events, so I won't repeat all of them, but I will add a couple that aren't here. The 5780 Brotherhood Kickoff Lunch is on September 8th at O'George at University Mall. Contact Brotherhood President Mark Goldman to RSVP with any questions. Also in the congregation tonight, we have both Sam Corson and Jim Sturm. If you have any questions about the mini mitzvah day, so they'll be glad to answer your questions. We're doing that with members of the Burke Ward of the Latter-day Saints Church. And it'll be right here. I know this will be a great disappointment to many of you, but due to the Labor Day holiday weekend, there'll be no religious school. Aww. Oh, come on, you do better than that. Okay, and if you've not seen it, it's in the weekly. There's TBS swag for sale, hats, shirts, mugs, a few other things. Contact Jamie Curry if you'd like any of that material. Also, on September 8th from 11 to 5 p.m., if you're at the Burke Festival, stop by the TBS booth and say hi to Jim Sturm and Julie Strasberg and other TBS members who will be representing the TBS at the festival. And also for the membership dinner for non-religious school families, please, if you plan to come to the dinner, RSVP to Ellen. It's on. It's in your folder there on the 13th of September. Okay, and I just want to reemphasize the Art with Heart auction 1 week from tomorrow night. It is one of our major fundraisers for the year. Your presence, simply your presence, brings us some cash in the door. The auctioneer pays us for a certain number. If we hit threshold of certain numbers, the more people butts in seats, the more money we make. You don't even have to buy anything. But if y'all want to buy anything, great. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, an enjoyable holiday weekend, and a good next week. Shabbat shalom.
And during our next two Shabbat services, Cantor Rosalie Will, formerly Cantor Rosalie Boxt, will be here to share music. So family service next week and regular adult service the week after. Our closing song is Od Yavo. The words are in your service folder.
Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. 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 Ve'akula salam. Aleinu v'akol ha'olam. Salam shalom. Salam. Aleinu v'akol ha'olam. Salam shalom. Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu ve'alamah. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu. Ojevo shalom aleinu ve'alamah.
Please rise. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed on this Shabbat and in the week ahead to bring compassion and love and help close the gap that divides us as a society and as a world. May you be surrounded by that love and compassion in the week ahead. Shabbat shalom.